Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Don't feel touch a country in the city.
That's Atlanta Rhythm Section bringing us back in honor of our Atlantan friend, Rick Smith, who lives in the Peach State in Hot Atlanta. Rick is the author of The Leap. He's the founder of the new company Bionic, which is helping big companies scale down smaller units to go out and be more entrepreneurial. You know, Rick, thanks again, by the way, for hanging out with us. I'm Jim Blasingame, folks. I'm not sure if I forget whether I tell you that or not. Most of you know who I am. We're having a great visit with our good friend Rick Smith. And Rick, in the 1998, I started predicting. I said that the 20th century was the century of the major corporation, and the 21st century would be the century of the entrepreneur. And that's come to pass. And what you're telling me now, if there's a, and I think there has to be a move by big companies to become more innovative, to become more. To more versatile, more nimble, to find out a way to be small while still aggregating big. And that's what you're doing. That's the reason why I think you're onto something. What I'd like for you to do now, though, is talk to us about, as you carve off units from these companies to go out and do small things exceptionally well, that can then scale back up, what are some of the issues that you're running into with these companies?
Well, I would say the number one issue, and I think this is true for even smaller businesses, is it's really hard to deal with the truth. And so, you know, to look it in the eye and say, look, I believe this, but right. I don't know it to be true, and how can I go out and actually validate it with real customers and real people, you know, paying, you know, economic
right.
oxygen for a product or service.
Well, and see, what you're doing is in these units you're carving off, you're helping them carve off, they're getting that information a lot quicker than they used to, aren't they?
Well, yeah, you have to force them to do it. I mean, the standard operating procedure of a large company is, hey, I've got this great idea. Here's 2 years of funding. I'm going to go hide for 2 years and never talk to a customer. And then maybe
right.
someday I'll show up and find out whether I was right or not. You know, we get them out talking to customers by Thursday.
Right, exactly. That's the way we small business are. You know, you're in the restaurant business and you want to see if the new soup is going to work. You say, here, eat this.
Right, exactly. No, I often joke that I feel like I'm a fairly good entrepreneur,
right.
where you come up with continually crappy business ideas.
That's funny.
You know, until somebody steers you in the right direction and says, you know, hey, that's pretty good. I think I'll pay you for that.
That's right. Yeah. No, it's very interesting. And this is the stuff I wanted to get into, is folks, and hopefully small business owners, you really should start getting a little bit of a chuckle out of what Rick's talking about, because what your customers are finding, Rick, they're finding out what I've been telling people for two decades, and that is that the hardest job in the world is being the CEO of a small business.
Yes.
Not being the CEO of Exxon. That's a cakewalk compared to being the CEO of ABC Distributing in Doraville, Georgia.
Yeah, well, you know, if you just look at large companies, already know what the answer is. It's just a matter of executing toward it.
Right.
The small businesses, you don't even know what the questions
That's
are.
That's exactly.
You know,
right.
and 90% of the time, you're wrong, and
right.
and you have to live in that repetitive. You know, wow, I keep knocking on doors and no one's opening them.
All the while, making those mistakes with not enough capital.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Versus these large companies, I was just with a team from a Fortune 100 company this week. They, you know, they have 2.5 million in seed funding, and they're complaining. And I'm like, that's a
wow. Holy mackerel.
Where I live.
Yeah. If you gave the average small business owner that kind of seed capital, they'd just take it and retire.
Right. Exactly. It's just crazy.
To the south of France, not the north of France. Okay.
Right.
So what else are you learning from? Are they learning? Are you helping them understand? In this journey of understanding, this is funny for me. This is hilarious.
Yeah, the basic process is really, you know, whacking them in the head with the truth, identifying, you know, a lot of the things you believe to be true are actually assumptions, and then applying, you know, the simple scientific method. How do we go out and, you know, prioritize the assumptions and go out and test them in the market as quickly and cheaply as possible? Mm-hmm. And scale what's true, not what
are,
you believe.
Are they willing to live with unsophisticated truth? You know what I mean? In other words, they before you've helped them carve out these small units, somebody would come to they'd go to one of the consulting companies or somebody and say, okay, we need to know what this is, and they say, okay, $25 million, I'll be back, as you said earlier, I'll be back in 2 years. Then they get the information back and they're so impressed because they paid a big ticket for it. You go out, you have it by Thursday, and you know, and it costs, you know, $150. Are they willing to live with the cheap truth? Do they believe that?
I think they've all been burned to realize that the more expensive truth is actually the worst path to go down. I think
right. If
there was one common problem, it's that they spend all this money on research and consultants,
right. And
then they assume all of that is fact,
right. And
build everything around it, and it turns out what they built was actually really wrong.
Well, they can't spend that kind of money and then deny what they got, right?
Well, until the customer tells them they totally went in the wrong direction.
We don't like the dog food, exactly. So, all right, now when we come back, I want to talk about how we just talked about the truth, folks, where they buy the truth, how these big companies, as they try to operate like a small business, do they believe what they're seeing in front of their eyes? Will what they thought working, what they see working in reality, will it work in theory? When we come back, I'm going to ask Rick to tell us about how the organizations are handling this. You know, that's the big thing. These big companies, they're behemoths. And it's called Bionic. What's the website again, Rick?
Bionicsolution.com.
Solution. Bionicsolution.com. Check it out. Quick break. Tintail. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.